Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends, the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. Who knows, we might even read out your review. And now it's time for today's episode, the Dinosaur's Salad Tongs. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedelein, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, everybody is working together to pick some lovely fruit to make a crumble, which is a very yummy dessert. It has stewed fruit on the bottom and oats and sugar on top. And as the nights are drawing in, the Jifflings know it is just the right time to be picking their juiciest berries. Miss Katie and Albert are blackberry hunting, so they have to be ever so careful not to get scratched.
Hey, watch out, Miss Katie. You might get a bramble in your paw. Here, let me help you out there.
Thanks, Albert. These blackberry bushes are definitely a bit spikier than your cabbage patch.
How many blackberries do you think we've picked now?
Enough to fill up the donkey's bucket and the witch's cauldron. It'll be the tastiest crumble ever. Oh yes, Miss Katie, I'm sure it will. And how brilliant of you to be reusing some of the other objects you found to carry your blackberries in.
Yeah!
In the far corner of Albert's garden, Friedelein and Young Pumpkin were kneeling down in the mud, which Young Pumpkin was enjoying enormously. But Friedelein, not quite so much.
Young Pumpkin, you keep flicking the rhubarb dirt every time you pick the rhubarb out of the ground. I have the mud in my hair and on my little Jiffling paws and even on my tumbly tummy. Oh, sorry, Friedelein, but I do love rhubarb. I love gathering rhubarb and I love rhubarb crumble. Rhubarb is the best. Well, we now have 10 sticks of rhubarb, which is certainly enough. And if Miss Katie and Albert have finished too, then we can start to make our delicious crumble. All we need now are Hedge's apples.
Yum, yum. Oh dear, whatever is that sound? The Jifflings all put down their garden tools and headed over towards their favourite apple tree. At the bottom of the tree was a big bowl, and inside of the bowl was one, three apple cores. But not a single whole apple. Hedge, we finished gathering our fruit. What are you doing up there?
I'm just like picking the apples, man.
Hey, those apples aren't supposed to be eaten before you cook them.
But they're just so juicy and ripe and like nom nom.
Hedge, we have many rhubarb and many blackberries, but not one single apple for our crumble. Oh.
Hurry, Jiffs. That sound means an object which has been lost or thrown away on Earth has found its way into your net. And now you must heave it up onto deck so that you can give it a new use. Even Hedge scrambled down from his apple-y perch to help out. The object clattered onto deck and rested on one side. It was bright and silver, with two long arms and two tiny hands at each end.
I reckon that is a massive trowel for turning over the soil in me garden before we plant new seeds.
Then Young Pumpkin skipped forwards, for he recognised the object. He sprang up onto the story seat and put on his best storytelling voice so he could tell the object's tale.
These are the dinosaur salad tongs. And my old seesaw instructor, Ted Penny, told me all about them. A very, very long time ago, before there were people or even jifflings, there were animals who lived on Earth called dinosaurs. There were big, massive ones called T-Rex.
Roar!
And there were flying ones called pterodactyls. And there was also one big green one with a long neck called Eric the Diplodocus. Now, Eric's favourite thing of all was to eat leaves.
Ooh.
So he would travel everywhere with his great big salad tongs. And whenever he saw a lovely bush full of leaves, he would take out his salad tongs and say,
"Brah, get in my tummy!"
And that's exactly where all the leaves would go, because Eric's salad tongs were so big, they could grab all the leaves at once. Well, one day Eric was walking along through a lovely meadow when he saw a delicious picnic of fresh leaves laid out just waiting to be eaten. So he ran over all excited with his salad tongs and said,
"Brrr, get in my tummy!"
When all of a sudden, the salad spoke back.
No!
Eric had never known leaves to speak back. But when he looked closer, he saw there was a tiny little dinosaur sitting on top of them.
"Oh, hello. My name is Caceres, and these leaves are for everyone, Eric. You can't just eat them all."
Oh. Eric looked around, and then he saw there were lots of other little dinosaurs hiding in the bushes, waiting to eat too. Then he realised that maybe he'd been taking more than his fair share of leaves.
"Oh, I'm sorry. I have been quite greedy, haven't I? I shall go away with nothing in my tummy."
But as Eric turned to leave, Caceres had an idea.
"Wait, Eric. We'd love you to join us for lunch, just without your massive salad tongs. That way we can all enjoy some lovely, delicious leaves."
Well, Eric was delighted. He'd never eaten with other dinosaurs before. So he put down his salad tongs and had a most wonderful time laughing and joking with his new friends. And never taking more than he needed ever again. And now, because the big dinosaur forgot about the salad tongs, they have ended up here.
Aye. And now we have to use them again.
Indeed you must, Albert, just like you always do. But how could you put these to use? We could use them as a bird perch, so all the seabirds can rest their tired wings. That did sound wonderful. But then Hedge stepped forward, for he knew how the object could help all of the jifflings.
"Like, why don't I use the tongs to grab all the apples off the tree? It'll take me half the time, and then we can add them to our fruity crumble pudding."
"Oh yes, Hedge, that will work perfectly. So all the other gifs helped to prepare the blackberries and the rhubarb, whilst Hedge used the tongs to reach up into the highest branches and bring down lots more lovely apples. And as they worked, Hedge and Albert sang a special cooking song.
"We love making apple-y, crumble-y,
blackberry rhubarb to go in my tumble-y.
All of us jifflins think it's yumble-y
when we're like eating up our lovely crumble-y.
And after pudding, the jifflings all felt very sleepy. And that meant it was time for bed. Good night, Young Pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the head is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. We'll have a new episode up every 2 weeks. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Oh, yes. Like this one from Canada. It says, "Hi, I'm Fiona, and I have a brother named Lachlan. We both love your podcast. I don't have a favourite Jiffling because they're all so funny. I'm always so curious to hear what they will use the item for. I can't wait to hear more episodes. We listen to them at bedtime."
Like, thank you, Fiona and Lachlan. That is a totally nice review, man.
Yeah, and so is this one from the United States of America. It says, "Hi, my name is Emmy, and I love your podcast so much. It is so, so, so funny. Keep the episodes coming. Thank you." Well, thank you very much, Emmy. What a lovely review.
Thanks, Emmy. And we'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who left us a review. We love to hear what you think, and we read every single one. Yes, thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who listens to Bottleship. We really are very grateful. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye!